January 12th, 2012. You're listening to the DJMCloud.com podcast.
Episode number 21. It's a new year, and, well, it's a new DJM Cloud podcast with me, Daniel J. McKeown. Now, we've got some music that I want to talk about, and there's some podcast talk that I want to discuss. And also,
I mean, I think...
Yeah, so we... We're definitely trying to put bumpers into the podcast, so I don't know if that one's decipherable, but it says iOS apps, so there's four of them that we want to discuss on this podcast.
First app, White Noise by TM Soft.
White Noise is an app that allows you to create some people like to use as background sounds. You can use the different types of noise that it generates, and those include white noise, and also they have sounds that are brown noise, pink noise, blue noise. There's a selection of different sounds, and they also have they have different sounds that they offer the sounds of a phenomenon in nature, like an ocean, shore, or a man-made phenomenon like water sprinkler, and it can be useful to create background sounds when you're working.
Second app,
Grid Lens is something that you might want to see if you're into the diptych, triptych, whatever you want to call it, the trend of course it's been around a long time, of putting a handful of different photos within a single frame. Now that's easier to do than ever with apps, and there are a series of different apps that do that, diptych, pick frame, and others offer similar functionality. But I like Grid Lens in the way that it allows you to design your own grid shape. It's all very rectangular, but within those parameters, your own grid shaped diptych frame, and then you can add photos you take or photos you load from your library.
Third and fourth apps: Minecraft Pocket Edition by Mojang and Eden by Kingly Software Inc.
Minecraft PE, or Minecraft Pocket Edition, is the version, the as it's called, Pocket Edition. It's a stripped down version of the game Minecraft that has been played by a lot of people on Linux and Windows. I think Mac also. The original game was written in Java. Now this is a port or a version or whatever that allows users to build, but it doesn't allow. It doesn't have the features of late night zombie attacks, day and night, and other features of the full game. Now Minecraft PE, last I saw, is $7. Now it's pretty cool. Eden is a $1 game that is a building world game too. Now, I don't like Eden quite as much as Minecraft PE, but for a class of games that I mainly just played while riding on airplanes, I don't know, maybe 1/7 the price for half as good a game is an okay deal.
And now,
pelican.us/CMS. Content management, script, very simple, works with PHP. Put it on your website and use it to shorten URLs, upload photos, and create short text posts. Check it out. Go to pacificpelican.us/CMS. That'll send you the page. You can download it. Use it.
I've seen some of these commercials. Well, actually, I really didn't even sit through the whole thing, but it was on YouTube. There's this commercial by Samsung that ridiculed iPhone users. I don't know, you know, there it had the line, I think, quote, "Dude, you're a barista," unquote, in it. Now, I mean, I guess they think it's cool to make fun of Apple users because they're the people they're trying to target are Android loyalists and people that aren't really that loyal to one or the other. But I mean, I used to think Samsung was okay, if a little derivative. Now I think I'm pretty annoyed.
Tank media.
Well, we do have a new intro sound, and this is a clip coming up ahead from the 5x5 podcast network on the show called Back to Work. If you want to find the show, you can find it at 5x5.tv. But it's the podcast of this dude who is talking to John Gruber in this clip. I'm gonna offer some
appropriate music. It takes a long time, but if you think about the presidents who are in the black and white era, you know, people just aren't as partisan about them as this year. You know, this year, you know, you're either pro or against Obama.
Well, black and white era, you may not even remember who they ran against.
Right.
You don't hear people talking about whether Dewey should have won.
Right, and things change. Like Nixon, who is, you know, a Republican, liberals hated him. He's the guy who's founded the Environmental Protection Agency. You know, he was the president who started that. Like, actually cleaned up, you know, got the federal government cleaning up the environment. So a lot of things change in a couple of decades between what the parties represent. And you, in hindsight, it's a lot easier to see that. And I think as we get further from the Clinton presidency, on the whole, I mean, I think the guy did a pretty good job.
What the hell is it with Gen Xers and Bill Clinton? I really don't understand it. There are so many people, like, you know, in their late 30s, early 40s, I don't know, late 40s, that you could... look at their bookshelf, and they still have a lot of paper books, of course, and there has to be My Life by Bill Clinton. There's probably that Revising History or whatever it's called book by Hillary Clinton. I actually can't think of it. Living History or something like that. Whatever. But I don't understand why... Gen Xers think Bill Clinton did such a great job that, I mean, not only was he personally corrupt, but the real issue is that his economic policies, while superficially successful at the time, continued the wave of deregulation started by Republicans in the 80s mainly, and he just continued that through with allowing the Glass-Steagall Act to end.
Just kind of vote for Bill Clinton, no matter what.
But it's also a question of values and framework. And I'm always talking about that Douglas Lakoff book with the one really good essay in it and then a lot of words. But, you know, a lot of it is like how you see the world. And this is not a value judgment at all. But a lot of people just in America in general, maybe just in the West, have a framework for how they see the world. There's a
Well, I mean, I don't know what Douglas Lakoff has to say. Actually, I think what he meant to say was George Lakoff, and he talks about frames. I don't know if he's known to talk about frameworks. I mean, that's definitely one of those trendy ideas that a lot of picked it up. Now, I do think that we also have to consider that if people talk like 52 times a week or like 100 times a week on, you know, the internet, they're probably going to say dumb things. You know, I have a few songs I want to mention. I think that there's a surprisingly good album that you might want to check out if you're into 90s alternative. And, you know, there's going to be a wide range of opinions about this band, but I am going to stand by both my credibility as a 90s music fan and also the fact that I like this band. I'm talking about Bush. Gavin Rossdale's band was often maligned in the 90s, but I think their first two albums, and that's as far as I'm going, and both albums had some lackluster songs, but I would say in general their first two albums were excellent. Well, this new song by Bush is called The Sound of Winter. It's from the album called The Sea of Memories from last year. It's pretty good. Now, the other track I wanted to mention, Tegan and Sarah, a really good song. If you want to see links to these songs, go to the show notes for Podcast 21 at the website, djmcloud.com. Now, I also have a song I want to introduce by my band, Niner. Jessica and I have a band called Niner. If you want to check out the band's website, check it out at blogs.sf3am.com/NEENER. This is a song from our upcoming album, Niner 2. Now, this may not be the final mix that makes it in, and maybe this song won't even make it in, but I like it right now. So it's called Pacific Shores. And this is the song you're hearing in the background now. You've been listening to the DJMCloud.com podcast, January 12th, 2012, with me, Daniel J. McKeown.